Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. That will be me, yeah, your favourite Essex boy. And I'm going to welcome to my second act of the day. No, I've got to get the name right. Sissa Ferahova. Sounds like a tennis player. Is that,
good try, but it's Ferahova.
Ferahova.
Yeah.
When I do it quick, it's all right, isn't it? Ferahova.
yeah, let's say.
That's pretty good, Singer-songwriter, you're originally from Slovakia.
Yes, I'm from the east of Slovakia.
Now, is this your first time to Brentwood in Essex?
Yeah, to be honest. I'm staying already for 1 year in London, but I'm first time out of London, honestly.
Into the suburbs of Essex. You know, there's a lot of famous people around here, you know.
Yeah, I believe so.
I'll give you my autograph later, don't worry. Right, let's get to the music, because your genre would be jazz, is that right?
Yeah, it's jazz mixed with other genres, but mostly jazz. Everything is influenced by jazz, honestly.
Tell me about your musical journey. What made you jump into jazz, especially? Because you'd have thought, you know, most youngsters want to go into kind of pop, dance. How did you get into doing jazz?
Well, the thing is, when I was in a teenage age, of course, I loved rock music and punk music and this. And then I just, accidentally, as I played guitar and sang and stuff, I got on the one workshop when I was introduced to jazz, better. And the idea of improvisation, and I really like the freedom in the music when you're just not playing the same stuff and singing the same way. And I really like that. So,
which is what jazz is all about.
Yeah. So I got, interested in that because it was more funny.
Now, I've got some notes here. You started from 16, handpicked for a preferential jazz workshop led by Slovak jazz musicians. You get all the names now. Oscar Roza.
Oscar Roza.
Juraj Tata.
Juraj Tatar.
Tatar. Not Tatar, as I see you later. Tatar. Tell us about that. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, there was actually this workshop that I meant that before I wanted to do the rock music, and thanks to all these guys. They're not mainly jazz musician also, but they're also playing the side musicians for the really good other famous people around there, and they're amazing instrumentalists. So,
and you were based in Prague, Czech, wasn't you? You graduated in jazz.
Yeah, later on I moved to Prague, and because I got on a school of jazz music, so I graduated there, and I was 8 years on a scene in Prague.
You've done a lot. You only look about 19.
Thank you.
always going low, fellas, tell you. I got a big smile out of that. So you're influenced by, so you start off with that kind of punk and ended up kind of in the middle of jazz, really.
Yeah, jazz and soul music, blues and this kind. And actually this is my guitar player Jim Dowd, and together we are going to this electronic music in a project that's going to be later on. But it's going to be the first time when I'm going to do the different stuff than jazz, and so as I did all my life.
Yeah. People. Now, I forgot to mention, because we've got the acoustic guitar player going to be playing live in the studio, and he's already waiting to go, isn't he? Is this the first time he's done radio?
Sorry?
Is the first time you've done radio?
Together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Right, now, you've got, you came out to London. You studied at Guildhall School of Music?
Yeah.
That must have been good. This is what you're doing now? Is this ongoing, or have you done that now?
I was doing it for 1 year, because I already have a degree from jazz music, so I just wanted to try out another school, but it was kind of the same, so.
Yeah. Well, let's go straight into a live track and have a listen to one of your tracks. You're going to do one now for us. What are you going to pick for your first song?
It's going to be a tune called Hello Despair, and it's the tune that I wrote for my jazz quintet, actually. 2 years ago.
I'm looking forward to it. Take it away when you're ready.
One, two, three, two. Hello, despair. Guess I know you're trying to hurt me again. No one needs to whisper. My hope is full of wagon here in my head. Don't you even try. Don't you even try. Cause today nothing gonna break me down. So just turn yourself out and I see. I'm taking sunshine, kids, I know where I am from my strength now. Goodbye, sister, this pain. I am leaving, I am leaving you again. Don't you even try. Don't you even try. Cause today nothing gonna break me down. So just turn yourself in and see that a world went wild. But I won't change my mind. Cause the world went wild. There is reason to smile. Oh. Help the despair, yeah. Cause I know you're trying to hug me again. No need to whisper, yeah. I am leaving you again, no. Don't you even try. Don't you even try. Cause today nothing gonna break me down. So just turn yourself in and see that the world went wild. But I won't change my mind. Cause the world went wild. There is reason to smile. That the world went wild. But I won't change my mind. Cause the world went wild. There is reason to smile. Don't you even try. Don't you even try. Cause today nothing gonna break me down. You will see.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith, on Phoenix 98 FM.
Fantastic. Lovely voice.
Thank you.
Lovely voice. Got a great tone to your voice. Which is no surprise, because you've won quite a few prizes. I've got here that you won prizes for your performance in Jazz in 2009. That's in Prague, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jazz Doc. And again in 2012 with Pitchbender.
Yeah.
Is this the band you're working with at the moment, Pitchbender?
Yeah, I'm working with two projects now, which are like already working out. And there's a Pitchbender that doesn't really play jazz, influenced by jazz, but it's the combination of all the genres ever. Like there's also a bit of rock and reggae and soul and rhythm and blues and hip hop and everything together. But we started actually the band playing jazz, but then instead, like, because everybody likes also other stuff. And yeah, these two prizes we won with this band, and that was in 2014. I won in Slovakian competition with my jazz quintet called Ferro Rocher.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Which everybody says is not a funny name, but
when I was writing it down, I thought it's just chocolate, isn't it?
Well,
hello, Mr. Shirley, you are spoiling us, and they pull out the old chocolate.
Oh, the joke is Ferrero Rocher. But actually, when I was 16, my bass player from like the teenage band that I used to have said, like, oh, that would be a wicked name for your band you two are going to have later.
Gigging with some chocolates. People are going out and they get to your gig and they go, right, where's the chocolates in? They're just warming up in the back. They'll be on in a minute, on stage, live. Yeah, fantastic. So it's a great name, but and a quintet. So I'm going to have to now look on YouTube because I'm sure there's some clips there of them because you've got quite a few videos out.
Oh, Ferrero Rocher. Yeah, we got one tune, but it's not much jazzy. That one, and the tune is called Blind Sign. But we have also when we were trying to get some support from the fans on a heated teaser, which is something like a starter when people can support you by sending money. And we have this video where it's like two short acoustic versions of two tunes of us, but in the middle is my Slovakian speech. So if you want, you can. It's a nice video. If you cut down the Slovakian speech in the middle, which people won't understand, eh?
When you do your gigs, I take it you obviously adapt to your crowd. So you often do a bit of jazz and then kind of what put the covers in and change it to suit the crowd, or is it you just try and stick to your jazz?
With the jazz quintet? No, we actually play like one jazz standard, but the rest is original tunes that I wrote and the band's did with me, the arrangement and everything, so we get like our own stuff to play.
We're going to talk about writing the songs in a sec, but we're going to play a track off your EP stroke album. It's called Peace in Emergency with Pitch Bender. Is this going to be track three? We're playing Waterfalls, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about the track.
Well, the track is actually the one which is kind of like a bit rocky influenced tune, and we did it one time when we were like rehearsing in the mountains, and I was just
like
living in a city. We did.
Yeah, just happened to be in the mountains.
Yeah, and it's about that. It's kind of like nasty what's happening to the forest now. So it's just like a ode to Slovakian mountains.
Okay, here we go. Let's give it a play.
Of green all around, there's a spring fields of sunflowers are shivering, beautiful corners of my favorite land, waterfalls, dazzling sparks in this paradise, and it hey!
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Up to the events guide for next Friday, actually, from 7.30 evening, of live music from the 50s, 60s and 70s. Organised by Barswell Social Club, it's in Barswell Close in Brentwood. The Barswell Social Club is presenting a tribute evening where you'll be able to swing with a Rat Pack and rock and roll with Buddy Holly Show. £7.50 to cost includes fish and chicken and chips supper. 012-77-214-057. There's also a link on the website on phoenixfm.com, and here's the rest of details.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Phoenix FM Travel News, in association with the Beaches Care and Nursing Home, London Road, Brentwood.
Not much incidents on the roads, looking fairly clear. Roadworks wise, we had some on the M25 earlier on. That's at Junction 28, Junction 13, B1002 in Ingatestone. Also the A12, that's at Whitelands Way, Harold Wood. Other than that, looking fairly clear. On the trains, I told you about quite a bit earlier on. Central Line trains not stopping at Tottenham Court Road. Also Circle Line trains not stopping at Gloucesters Road and Aldgate due to the engineering works. District Line's having trouble as well. South Kenton and Aldgate due to the same thing, all the works today, and Metropolitan serve suspended there between Harrow on the Hill and Uxbridge due to staff shortage. Other than that, looking okay. Overground is like this, no service on London Overground between Clapham Junction and Kensington to Olympia due to today's works. That's it, you're up to date at 98. The time is 13:31.
It's the National Care Home Open Day on Friday, the 19th of June. Join the fun day at the Beaches with entertainment, special guests, competitions, and more. Visit signaturecarehomes.co.uk for further details.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
That's me, that is. That's me. Your favourite Essex boy. You're my favourite Slovak girl today.
Oh, thank you.
Doing really well. Right, let's get to the EP. Fantastic EP, Peace and Emergency. We just played one of the tracks from there. It's more really, it's an album, isn't it? Because you've got 15 tracks on it. It's quite a hefty.
Yeah. It was supposed to be one album in between the first one and this one, but we were just like too lazy, so we said, like, after 4 years, let's do the album with all the tunes there.
Yeah, why not? You'll load it up. Let's get as many as you can. It'll probably take you about 2 days to listen to it, wouldn't it? You've got. Did you write most of these? Tell us about the writing of them.
About
the actual producing the music, writing the music. You write your own music.
Yeah. Well, with Pitch Bender, we have like most cooperation, me and pianist.
Yep.
So she cares about the harmonic parts and the arrangements, and I care about the lyrics and the melodic part of the tunes.
So you kind of one does one, one
so
does
the other.
So
we always just like hang out in her kitchen and do the tunes, and then we bring it to the band and we do it together.
So she, how do you do that? Does she do the melody and then you put words to it, or do you come up with some words?
No. It depends, because sometimes when she just like some harmonic, some chords one after another, and she liked how it goes, so she just say like, oh, let's do something out of it. So I do the melody for it often. Or sometimes she has a bit of melody she wants to do, or some tracks somebody else just brings some riff on a guitar and something. Yeah. So we're just like mostly building up together. Yeah. Not like somebody wrote all the tune and we're just bringing it.
And when you do your lyrics, do you pull off kind of from things that have happened? Do you pull on life stories? I mean, a lot of the girls I have in here often say, they often write songs about their ex-boyfriends, you know. Oh, he left me, I'm going to punch
him. Yeah, there's going to be the next one we're going to play together.
Now, this is what I say on the show: never date a singer, because if you break up, you've had it, you'll just be a song.
That's no, actually, I wrote only like two in my life, and I had mostly like these phases when I was writing about ecology and how the world is in horrible condition, people are cutting out the forest, and then I was writing about politics and stuff.
I want to break up with you, but please don't write a song about me. Now. You can get this. This is available. You can go online and get this album at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. It's on the iTunes and also on Spotify.
Came out in September and it's called Peace and Emergency. We're going to play another song off that soon. But, I mean, what about working with... I know you're working with different people at the moment, but if you could work with someone, you know, famous, who would you go for? If you could sing with, you know, like Rihanna or someone, who would you like to go on stage with?
Oh, if I could sing with somebody... I think, like... Erykah Badu is my favorite singer, and I guess I really like Chaka Khan, but not her music.
Chaka Khan, that's fantastic.
Chaka Khan, yeah. Well, the thing is that she's like technically most amazing singer ever.
Still touring, she is as well.
Yeah, yeah, but the thing is that also like all the singers that I really like are the students of her. So I think I would like prefer, although I prefer the music of the students more, but I would prefer to sing with her probably.
Yeah. You're still gigging. You're gigging at the moment. Where can people find you next? Have you got anything planned in London?
Yeah, actually, we'll play tonight in Edge of Rabbit and Brixton Market, but only in the duo, I think. And in next week, I'm going to play around Czech Republic and Slovakia.
Oh, so you're going back to Slovakia and play?
Yeah, yeah, for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's good. Is it nice to get back?
Sorry?
Is it nice to go back? Do you miss it? I take it you do.
Yeah, I'd love to go back.
And you're going back to your hometown, or you're going somewhere else?
Oh, no. Actually, no, I'm going to have a gig like in 2 weeks in my hometown, but otherwise I'm flying mostly to Prague because I used to play there a lot. So I have gigs around Czech Republic, on a bit in Germany and Slovakia and around that area.
Fantastic. Right, let's do another live track. What are you picking for your second track live?
Well, this is actually the track that I haven't done yet with my band, but it's
an exclusive then.
Yeah, it's going to be actually first time
heard. It's an exclusive. Big smile on my face. Can't see it because of radio, but doesn't matter.
So, and it's called Cheetah Lover.
Take it away, baby.
As we've been talking before. One, two, three. I cheated on my cheated lover. I wonder was this love made up from a flame born in a dream, only misled by his brand of promises. Just love, sex and land for me, all I wanted to be free. A time flew by, I was tired of insecure love. Ain't no fun, it's a poison and a cure. Says just love, stunning me, all I wanted to be free. And I cheated on my cheated lover. Oh, when I cheated on my cheated lover. Oh, I cheated, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to cheat it, I didn't mean to. Oh, and I cheated, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to cheat it, I didn't mean to know. But I cheated on my cheated lover. As the time flew by, I was sad and insecure. Love ain't no fun, it's a poison and a cure. No promises, just love standing me. All I wanted to be free, and I cheated on my cheated lover. Oh, when I cheated on my cheated lover. Oh, I cheated, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to cheat it, I didn't mean to. Oh, and I cheated, I I didn't mean to cheat it. I never meant to know, and I cheated. I didn't mean to cheat it. But I cheated on my cheater lover.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Fantastic. I love that one. Cheated, though. Cheated on me lovers. Great lyrics. Won't ask any more questions than that.
Better not.
Lots of fun. And so when you go out, do you often go out and just do acoustic stuff? Is it?
Yeah, lately it happens.
Do you prefer that? What's your best gig? Or when I say best gig, what's when you gig? Do you prefer like a big crowded pub or a festival?
Well, it depends. I really like to play like a really crowded bar, like, but it's not I don't know. It depends on the music. Like when I play jazz, I really like to be like more intimate venue. But when it's packed, of course, it's better.
Yeah. So some people like the intimate. If you're doing something, like a small crowd where everyone's concentrating.
Yeah, the thing is, like for jazz music, you need this intimacy. Like to me, I needed to play on the venue. Like playing a jazz on a festival is not that amazing, actually. But with another band, like for example, with Peach Bender or different projects, which are like more for people when dancing music or something like that. I really prefer to play on the festivals, like for bigger crowds.
Yeah. You've got a few videos out, I notice, on Facebook and online. Do you do a lot of videos, or are they fun to do?
Yeah, actually, I like to do that. I'm going to upload, actually, in 3 weeks, another new one that I'm going to shoot in 1 week in Prague, like a live session with the Fair Russia.
That's looking forward to that. And you don't have a website, but you're on Facebook, aren't you?
I have a website too.
So if people want to find out a little bit more about you, how would they get on you online?
Well, the best is go to my website or follow me on Facebook.
Facebook, which is
Sisa Feherova, and the website is www.sisafeherova.sk.
There you go. And I shall be putting a link. if you can't remember that, or you're driving or anything, what will happen is I'll put we will upload the show, and it'll be available from tomorrow to listen again to. And also I'll put all the links so you can go straight from that and find out a little bit more. Now we're going to play another track from the album. What track did you want to play from? Because you obviously got 15. We played one. What one do you want to pick? Pick one for me.
Well, defense, do you want to hear me rapping or
yes,
singing?
Yes, rapping.
There's Another World track.
Another World, which is, let's have a look. Let's find that one. Oh, that's track 11, isn't it? Let's have a look. I'm looking forward to that. Who raps on this?
Me.
You do?
Yeah,
I
have an 80s flow, 80s flow.
Another World, here we go.
In a such a short time, there's something kind of nasty disturbing my mind. Well, I would beg the universe for making me a poet, but it wouldn't do it. And especially now, why? 'Cause we suck. That's what I like to say in an honest way from what I see these days. 'Cause it got in the face when money changed the race, it got the name of masses. Commercial spills that catch a myth from the plastic. They also keep on saying, oh, it's fantastic. They also ask me to join the system and to kill the music and to do it with them. 'Cause masses will buy it all the while the night. But where can I complain? Everywhere, and then I change my name. 'Cause I suck too.
We wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world. We wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world.
But I'm a too small fish in an extra large sea. But if you write a song now, you will get three. Yes, I would like to sing, but it's too much to say. Until I found a way, I will rap this way. 'Cause
trip for a message. I put on my glasses, cause that's who I am. And I don't care what's your name, but back to the message that I'm trying to say. And so what you need, don't ever blow it away, cause every one of you matters to the world. So don't you stop to think, and don't you stop to grow. Cause when you stop, we do, my brother. We wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world, but we found another. Found another, we wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world. Wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world, but we found another. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, we wanna save the world now.
Wanna save the world, but we found another. We wanna save the world.
Sissa for Hoover.
That's another version.
Rapping there. Well, it's fantastic rap. I want to save the world. And it's a catchy song. I want to save the world. I'll be singing that later. Not the Slovakian. Do you talking about the Slovakian, do you sing in your hometown? Do you often, like, do you rap in your Slovakian?
If I rap in Slovakian?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes when I'm really drunk, yeah, I'll do that. Like, have a new, brand new Slovakian flow.
So you don't do any of your songs in Slovakian?
Sorry?
You don't do your songs in any of your songs in Slovakian?
Oh, I didn't, but actually I have in Ferrocher, we did two, like, folk tunes, Slovakian in a jazz version.
So if you've done that song there, which we just done, that little bit of rap there, and you've done it in Slovakian, does it sound a lot different? Do a bit for me, see?
Yeah, of course.
Go on, give us a couple of lines.
We
like on the spot.
Okay,
here.
Let's see. Like, the second verse starts like, well, I'm a too small fish in an ex-Swalazzi, but if you're betting song now, you will get three.
Yeah.
So there is like, ale som príliš malá ryba v obrovskom mori, ale ak si kúpiš túto pesničku, dostaneš tri.
That'd be really hard. I couldn't see that. Yeah, that'd be really hard to rap. It's harder, isn't it? It's hard. Imagine that on karaoke night coming up. Oh, no. Fantastic, fantastic. Now, I know we were talking about you've got a load of prizes and you've done all these other different things, but reality TV, because I always ask people that come on if they do reality TV, would you ever do anything like that? Britain's Got Talent or X Factor? Is that something you'd ever look at?
Actually, like, when I was in Prague already as a singer, like, based there and playing a lot, I've got, like, offer to go in the Voice of Czechoslovakia.
Yeah, we have one over there.
Yeah, and it was like presented it's gonna be a good thing and stuff, and I'm gonna like present my music, which didn't happen. But I was like in this straight line that you don't go on a casting or whatever, but you just like straight sing live. And I went there and I didn't sign the contract because the contracts in these competitions are terrible.
Yeah,
it's like you get assigned to a Universal label or something for a damn 15 years.
Yeah.
And they just like force you to do music they just buy from the world repertoire, you know. So I dropped.
Yeah. which is the trouble with the competitions. Yeah, you're signed in. So even if you make it afterwards, they've still got you part of you under contract. Which is
I think like they don't even like look for the musicians. Even when there is somebody good who's composing and stuff, they often just don't choose him to work with because they rather have somebody who's just a singer and he doesn't compose or just don't give a shit about. Their own music.
That's Slovakian.
And they just like can make him to sing whatever they give him, you know.
Well, listen, it's been fantastic having you in. You're going to play out with a live song, which I'm looking forward to, because it's your last song live. What have you picked for us for your last song?
Oh, well, it's a track that I play with Beach Band, the band, and it's called Black Stain. And sorry, it's the last tune in this movie, but it's like I composed it when I was really, really depressed. So it's called Black Stain, it's about the fear.
Okay, take it away when you're ready.
Inner fear.
There was someone who could clean a soul, clean it from the fear that we carry on, torture from the lives that been left before, all the sins and down on every soul, puzzle out a breakout, releasing from the fear. But you'll never relive yourself, you'll never relive. There is a black stain in the brain that grows out of fear. And the fear can make a back a way to hide a steer, torture from the lies that been lived before, all the sins undone on every soul, puzzle out a breakout, releasing from the fear. But you'll never relive yourself, you'll never allow the breakout, releasing from the fear. But you'll never relive yourself, you'll never relieve. Allow the breakout, releasing from the fear. But you'll never relive yourself, you'll never really.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Great guitar. Sounded really good. And great vocals. Love that track. It's been a pleasure having you in. Thanks for coming in, taking the time, doing a live session as well. Enjoyed
thanks
the CD.
Us.
Good luck for the CD and the gigs and your gig in, back in your hometown, Slovakia. Looking forward to seeing you again. Updating me on your next album, which is probably be as packed as this one coming up. What have you got planned for the rest of the day? Anything good? Just barbecue, home, anything?
Sunday barbecue?
Yeah.
I had just yesterday barbecue.
Did you?
Actually. Yeah.
It's lovely, isn't it, out there?
Yeah, it was lovely.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap up. What's going to happen now is I'm going to put this. This will go online. So from tomorrow, you'll be able to listen again. I was going to send you the link on Twitter, but you're not on there. So I'll put it on your Facebook and you'll be able to listen again. We've got some videos. We'll be able to catch some of that as well. And you can listen to Sis Up Fair Over from tomorrow. Right, we're going to have some adverts and I'll be right back.